The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Everybody, welcome in. I hope you are enjoying this season, and thanks for coming along with us today. You know it. It's Tuesday. This is Speak Up. My name is Barbara, but even more important, today we're talking about the county, the Sheriff's Department Block Watch Program, and the Community Watch Program. And our two guests are Craig Nelson and Fred Arn. They are volunteers with the Sheriff's Department, kind of overseeing this Block Watch program for us. As always, my guests have lots of good information for you, important information, so you may want to jot down this number, 208-265-8255. If any of you have questions, I'm going to start inviting call-ins more. It's been really hard. You guys are out there driving around, just chilling. But if you can give me a call, you want to give a call because you have a question that I haven't gotten to, hey, you can do it. You are welcome in on this conversation. 208-265-8255. That's TALK, T-A-L-K. So, okay, all of that coming your way right after this first break.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Happy holidays, radio listeners. Are you looking for perfect gifts this season? Discover Cheryl Burchill Goldsmiths for all your wish lists. We have a dazzling collection in every price point to make your gift giving successful and stress-free. Visit our showroom at 1524 Northwest Boulevard in Coeur d'Alene, or simply call and our elves will shop for you and mail it to your office or home. Let's make gift giving fun and unforgettable with Cheryl Burchill Goldsmiths.
Hi, this is Chad from the Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. Call me today at 208-877-6000. I buy houses in any price range and any location in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area and can get you your cash in as little as 1 week. Do you own a house that is vacant, in foreclosure, or needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Sell to us as is. You won't have to make any repairs, and there are no commissions, no fees, and we pay all the closing costs for you. Do you have a tenant living in your property? Not a problem. We buy houses with tenants in them all the time. Do you think your property will be difficult to sell? Easy. We provide assistance for any situation. We understand that life throws us curveballs, and we would love to see how we can help you. If you want to sell your house fast at a fair price, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Martha was ready to switch to a career in IT.
There's always a need for IT specialists, especially with AI coming out and cybersecurity. It's practically recession-proof.
My Computer Career even provides job placement help.
The career specialists, they're very helpful. They care about you as a person, not just a number to them. I would recommend My Computer Career wholeheartedly to anyone.
Take the free career evaluation today. Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Not available in Washington State.
News Talk 97.1.
Everybody, welcome back in. As promised, we have got two volunteers from the Sheriff's Department Bonner County Block Watch Program. They are Craig Nelson and Fred Arn. Craig, Fred, thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know how I want to start is how you both, I'll start with you, Craig. How did you get involved with the Block Watch Program?
Well, I moved over here in 2006 to Bonner County, became acquainted with Sheriff Wheeler, and he asked me if I would like to participate in setting up a Block Watch program with a few other volunteers, and that was in 2015. And from that point on, it blossomed by obtaining additional volunteers. There's about 15 of us right now, and
Was 2015 the beginning of Block Watch in the county, or just the beginning of your involvement?
Beginning of my involvement. Now, the Block Watch concept actually was a national program started in 1972 with the National Sheriff's Office Association to try to get a better link between police and the citizens. And so Bonner County had a program, but it was a volunteer basis program. In other words, it wasn't really under the auspices of the sheriff's office. So it, after a few years, it dissolved itself. Under the sheriff's office, we've been maintaining a pretty constant involvement with getting volunteers that some stay, some go, and participate in going out into the community and educating citizens on how the program works.
Okay, that sounds good. Fred, the same question for you. I want to pull that microphone in a little bit. You are like Mr. Distant there. Anyway, thank you. How did you get involved, Fred, with the program?
Well, in about 1973, as a news photographer in a state south of here, I photographed the beginnings of the Community Watch, Block Watch program, and watched it evolve in the area that I was in and was impressed. It's a great program.
And when did you get involved?
When I moved up here in 2011, I started looking around for things to do and offered to volunteer for the Sheriff's Department and fell into the Community Watch program and went, yes, this is a great program.
So the Community Watch program is sponsored by the Bonner County Sheriff's Department here locally. And you guys are volunteers, but there must be some expenditures. Craig, is there money involved or a budget involved for, I don't know, training or?
There is no budget. We're told that many times, but
there is no money.
There is no money. So it is totally volunteer, grassroots. However, the sheriff's office does purchase warning signs that basically community force, you know, we report all suspicious activity to whoever is reading it. And they supply those signs to people that sign up with the program in their basic community. But it's really the neighborhood that's running their Block Watch program. We're merely there to help them set that program up for them and where they can work in conjunction with the local deputies or detectives or whatever they want to talk to in reporting crime.
So I think people can intuitively know that the purpose of the Block Watch program is to better protect citizens and their homes from crime. It's to be on the lookout for criminal activity, but I would think maybe, Fred, health and welfare. I mean, there would be other reasons that you might call the sheriff's department in a Block Watch situation.
We at least I feel that way. I think Craig does too. We kind of like to let the community that we address set up how they want to do what they want to do. We have people that are very active. I know out in the Hoodoo area, Wayne Martin, who's a volunteer for us, was putting on first aid classes and a variety of training programs. The Community Watch over where I am, over in the Sagal Peninsula area, they're kind of loose. They don't connect a lot. We have the signs up. We all know who each other is, but are, but it's not a highly formal thing. So the evolution of each group is kind of left up to itself, and we're there just to help them.
Craig,
I was going to say that sometimes we reference a movie. It's called Meet John Doe, the Gary Cooper movie. And it focuses basically on just being a better neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And so the program really creates a basic crime prevention for the neighborhood. They help aid others when they become a victim. The group, the neighborhood, identifies problems in the area that will become more aware with the sheriff's office so they can identify if there's a targeting going on with the neighborhood. They lets criminals know that the neighborhood is watching them. It also reduces rumor and reinforces the truth, unlike some of these social media formats where somebody reports something and the rumors just start taking off. And
right.
We all know how that can be a real hazard.
You know, what I found interesting, I was reading in the literature, and thank you for providing that for me, that block watch groups, is there a leader in the, I mean, do they have a little hierarchy too? They have a president, vice president? Okay, we can get into that. But so the block watch groups get, it said, detailed information about current crime trends. Yeah, that's one thing. So I thought that was very interesting that they would be notified perhaps if there was certain scams going on or certain types of mailbox robberies or some kind of something. So how is that transmitted, that information given?
Well, one way we do that is we have a quarterly newsletter that will provide the communities that are signed up with the program events that are going on and some preventive measures to take, perhaps like when you go on vacation during the winter time, you know, have somebody pick up your paper, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a format that we're trying to work on right now. It'll be a kind of an overlay with the different computers that the computer screens that the deputies have in their cars, so that when they're patrolling a particular area, they know which neighborhood has a block watch program in it. And they may be able to go talk to that watch captain, that's the person in charge of the neighborhood, to help get more information on the area and what might be occurring.
To know who's who and maybe even make contact with those.
Sometimes
with that person who may be the coordinator or whoever.
That's correct.
This is part of the reason for the radio program. The radio program gives us the ability to be able to communicate back and forth. Craig was talking about the spoked wheel graphic that we do.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, he's not talking about this radio program. He's talking about a radio program within the framework of the Sheriff's Watch program. We just these listeners out here can't make that segue that fast. Maybe at least, I don't know. Anyway, okay, so Fred, you within the framework, there's a radio program. What is that radio program?
Well, with the way the community watch is organized, you have a watch captain, and then the citizens that are organized. And what we've recommended to them is that they get the family watch radio. It's a low-powered, like the little bubble pack ones you see at Walmart. You can buy them for very inexpensive.
Does it have a name or a brand?
There's a multitude of them.
What's it
Baofeng
called?
Baofeng is one of them.
I mean, what's the radio called?
Pardon me?
If I was going to search Amazon, what would I search for?
Walkie-talkies.
That's just two people, though, right?
No.
More than two.
You can communicate with everybody that's within a mile or so of you with the small
that has one of the walkie-talkies.
Right. Then the watch captain, we have established a little more sophisticated radio program system for them. That's a GMRS radio, and we have a repeater on Schweitzer Mountain that covers about two-thirds of the county, roughly.
So I'm in a neighborhood watch. What kind of a radio am I buying?
You can buy a Midland. You can buy
walkie-talkie or this GMRS.
Well, there are two styles. One is the family service radio, mm-hmm. and the other one is the GMRS, and I forget the acronym.
And what does that do?
It's
more distance.
It's a higher powered radio. Instead of being half a watt, they'll go up to the handhelds up to 10 watts, actually, some of the newer ones, which equates to more distance. But the GMRS, you can talk to the family radio system. So the GMRS, which would be held by the watch captain, can talk to his neighbors and then switch frequency over to the sheriff's repeater and can talk to every other watch captain within, I've got 35 people signed up, and we're talking to about 20 people, 25 people.
In your Sagal group, or 35
within
people?
The county.
Okay.
Actually, we talked to Montana. We're hitting into mid-Washington.
And this is instead of cell phones, right? So instead of depending on cell phones in an emergency, you're doing this. So would, under normal circumstances, people be using their walkie-talkies to communicate somebody's breaking into your house?
Well, they call the sheriff's department first. That's the first thing that
right.
they do. But this is more of well, I'll give you an example. If there are mailboxes being broken into over in Hope, the odds are those of us over in Sagal, we're not going to know about it because mm-hmm. there's no real clean communication other than calling someone on a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on the radio, everybody who has a radio is going to hear that call.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone has an issue, they can put it out on the radio and everyone will hear. So if they have a description of a black Ford truck, you know, seen, well, those of us over in Sagal, we start watching our mailboxes, we see a black Ford truck, we call the sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. All right. Excellent. I think I'm going to take an early break. This is just I feel like a point where I want to switch here. So let's take a break, everybody. And when we come back, we will have a lot more information for you about the Sheriff's Department Block Watch programs.
Making your winter checklist? Better include getting those rock chips in your windshield fixed. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you that rock chips can turn into cracks in cold weather. And when it comes to repairs or replacements, schedule an appointment today. It's also a good time to replace your wipers and have the Aquapel glass treatment applied to help with visibility. Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
Co-op Gas and Supply Company Incorporated is your locally owned propane, farm, home, and hardware store. We've been in business as a community cooperative for 90 continuous years, and we are proud to still be owned by the people who shop here. At this time of the year, we see how important local businesses are to the community, from bringing product from all over the world to your home to participating in fundraisers and community programs. And so we wish to thank you, our customers, for your membership and continued patronage, which makes serving our community possible. This is Kathy, along with George Haley, General Manager, our Board of Directors, and the entire co-op staff, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. We hope to see you again soon at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
Is it time for you to consider a new career? Alta Forest Products may just have the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team now. Alta employs over 600 personnel across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs at altafp.com. Made in America. Alta Forest Products is the world leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now. Jobs at altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs at altafp.com.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We've got it going on for you today with Craig Nelson and Fred Arn. They're with the Bonner County Sheriff's Department Block Watch Programs, and they just have lots of good information for you. Hey, you know, do you have a Block Watch program in your neighborhood? Even whether it's in the city, kind of more, I hate to use the word urban, but you know what I mean, in Sandpoint or Ponderay, or are you a little more rural? Like out in the Sagal area or Hoodoo area. So it's all good. It all works. So you may want to get in on this and ask some questions. Craig, what's a good telephone number, or how do people, you know, they listen to this program and they want to communicate, they want to talk to someone in the sheriff's office about Block Watch. How do they get in touch with you guys?
Well, the contact person would be the sheriff's administrative assistant. Her name is Cheryl Mesner, and her phone number is 208-265-5525. No, excuse me, that's I gave you the wrong number.
Okay, cross that out. Well, call the sheriff's office.
Call the sheriff's office.
1481, isn't it? Something like 1481.
And talk to Cheryl.
Okay, that sounds good, because that's the kind of the best way to get in touch with someone. All right, you can call here and ask us some questions, too. I'm trying to get some of you guys to do, you know what, how many years has it been, Pat, since we did so many call-ins? I get 2, 3, 4 call-ins a day. It's been like 5 years. I don't know what happened. Maybe I stopped asking. But anyway, 265-8255 gets you to the speak-up table. Okay. The purpose of the Block Watch program is to reduce crime in the neighborhood, to make people not only feel safer, but actually be safer. Right, Craig?
Correct.
So what kind of statistics do we have that indicate that Block Watch programs actually work?
Well, nationally, from what I've read, there's been a 18% reduction in crime in most active Block Watch programs around the country. It's difficult to determine the statistics in Bonner County right now because statistics that are reported and gathered are generally a year behind. But I can tell you that the most common crimes that do occur in Bonner County are drug-related or petty larceny. And most often, they're crimes of opportunity. And what I mean by that is somebody's driving down the road and sees somebody's camping trailer parked off to the side, and they just back up, hook it up, and go. And so it becomes really important for people to see those kind of things going on in their community and go, that's not right, and call the sheriff's office when those things are observed.
Either that or lock down your boat or
do
something.
Well, that's a technique as well. Yeah, but crimes of opportunity.
Yes.
It might not be a boat, might be a lawnmower, outboard motor.
Yes.
You know, you leave a purse in the car that's unlocked, those kind of things.
Okay. That sounds good. And that's important that, you know, to be, you know, we feel really safe, at least I do, here in our beautiful communities here in North Idaho. But really the reality is, and I really like that you mentioned that, Craig, because they are mostly crimes of opportunity. They see an open door or a bicycle in the yard, nobody's around, or whatever it is they think they want. Even a dog, people you know, take a dog or something, I've heard. Let's get into that wagon wheel thing. Fred mentioned it. You mentioned it. Tell the audience about this wagon wheel.
Well, we use the wagon wheel as a visual concept to try to explain how the program works, and it's really basic. When you call the sheriff's office and talk to Cheryl and say, hey, we're interested in a program in our neighborhood, she will arrange for one of us or one of our colleagues to call you, and we'll talk to you about getting a meeting with you and your neighbors in your community. And that's kind of the responsibility of whoever is making that call to the sheriff's office. But we will meet with you. We'll help you get the people together. We've met in libraries. We've met in people's homes. We've met in other public buildings. And as the program is explained, we try to tell them to visualize a wagon wheel, where the center hub of the wheel is the block captain. And that captain has a few roles. One is to make sure they're interacting with their neighbors and exchanging information, and they involve everyone in their community that they can that wants to participate. They work as a liaison with law enforcement. They hold regular meetings with other neighborhood members, and they provide information as quickly as they can to share news and to quash rumors. Now, if you're a neighbor, you're a spoke in that wheel, and your responsibility as any citizen in your neighbor is to be observant and diligent while you're carrying out your daily life. And to report all suspicious activity to the sheriff's office. We all have been...
Not to your captain?
No. You will eventually call your captain, but you want to get the information directly to the sheriff's office first. Then you tell your captain, and then the captain will disseminate it amongst the other neighbors. And as Fred pointed out, that's where some of the radio abilities come in, where they can share that information with other captains in the county.
Okay.
Now the one of the main responsibilities as a neighbor is just being observant, alert, and report all that suspicious activity.
So we get in each other's business a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit, and it seems weird nowadays because we're so attached to cell phones and to texting and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
we've removed ourselves from the days when. For the older crowd out there, a barn raising, where you get all your neighbors to come over to your house and raise up a barn.
I grew up where everybody was, now this would be in the summertime more, the early fall or whatever, there were porches and kids, and I'd be out on a bicycle, and everybody in that community was looking out for me.
Yeah, your mother knew where you were all the time
She didn't know where I was, but she knew somebody knew where I was.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, my
somebody
mom...
Somebody was watching me.
Yeah, my mom used to get phone calls from her friends blocks away.
Well,
say,
that's
hey,
because
you know your son's over here?
And, that's because you were a lot more rowdy than I was when you were a kid. I was like totally behaving. Mom didn't need phone calls.
Well, I was going to just follow up in conclusion that when we observe something, we all live in neighborhoods when we're driving home to our houses, that we observe something that just doesn't sit right with your gut. It's out of place. Those are the kind of phone calls the sheriff's office wants to receive. They want to know, why is that blue truck parked alongside the road there when there's never been a blue truck parked there ever? Or
it's not a blue truck I recognize. It's not a rig that lives in this neighborhood.
Right. I can relate an incident to you happened in my neighborhood where I kept on seeing these two young kids, teenagers, in camo gear walking up and down the road for a few days. And it turned out that their dad had solicited them to go out and observe and find areas that could be burglarized, and that whole group was eventually arrested. But important point here, when you're reporting a crime, if it's emergent, you know, it's in the act, something's happening, you call 911.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an event that has already passed and it's not emergent, but it needs to be
called in. Or it's just something you have observed, like
something
that
observed.
Funky blue truck.
Right. You call dispatch, and it's the difference is the priority in which the calls are brought in.
How do you get a hold of dispatch?
Well, dispatch number is 208-265-5525. And it would probably be the same operator that you would call when you're calling 911, but they prioritize the 911 calls first.
Okay. That's good information. I didn't even know that you could call dispatch on a number. So I want to go back to radios for just a minute with that, because it's interesting to me, Fred, that with the radios, I mean, you're calling, if you are in a block watch, or really if you're any kind of citizen at all, you see a crime happening or something going on, call 911, call the sheriff's office, call the police. But the purpose of the radios is not to do that. Tell us again, it's to inform all of the block watch groups via a radio communication of kind of what's going on, right?
Yes. The radio system that we set up is twofold.
Mm-hmm.
We have made it available. This is the repeater system. We've made it available to the watch captains or their designated communications people. Not everyone wants to carry a radio or
exactly.
use a radio. So we made it available to the block captain or to their comm person. In the event of an emergency, all of the non-emergency, the watch captain, their communications people, can use it pretty much whatever they want to, whatever way they want to. Is it personal? If your son's out.
Group.
Actually, outside of the group.
Oh, okay.
You can, with our repeater system, we've talked to Canada, to Shoshone County,
okay.
into Montana, into Washington. So it covers a wide area. So you can use it as kind of a personal thing. If your husband's over hunting and you need to get in touch with him, you can use it that way. In the event of an emergency, you can, okay, back up again. When you're just using it as a personal thing, if you want to call the watch captain over in Sagal, one of the watch captains over in Sagal, we have it listed by call signs and address. So if someone wants to call me and say, hey, you know, what's weather like going on over there? It's really miserable over here. You can use it that way
mm-hmm.
as a
yeah.
personal communication.
But if it's an emergency?
In the event of a declared emergency, all of that ceases. And more than likely, one of us volunteers will be seated within proximity of an emergency operations. This gives us direct communication with the citizenry. So in the event the internet goes out, in the event cell phones go out, in the event power goes out, in the event the 911 system goes out, this system
will not
designed it to be pretty bulletproof.
I have one quick question now on the radio also. On boats, spent a lot of years on Lake Pendere. Praise God, it was so good. But there was a chit-chat line. I can't remember the channel. Go to 68 or go to something to chit-chat, you know, how the fish, what's going on. But you did not stay on that main line because that was only
Channel 16.
Is that it?
Channel 16 and 68 was the chit-chat line.
Oh, okay. That's where you main. If you were in trouble, you were on that. That's why people couldn't stay chit-chatting on it. It was only just go here. But so is your radio community, just short answer, is your radio community like that? Like they're all chit-chatting? But when it's an emergency, it's like you've got another way to get them off and
the repeater only works on certain codes. Okay, that we give to our watch captains.
Okay.
They're the only ones who can use that repeater.
Are these radios ham connected? Is
no.
this part not part of the ham system?
No, we asked our members if they were interested in ham. We looked at a lot of different.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to do it.
Is there a lot of training to use these walkie-talkie radios? You're up on them pretty fast.
We have an hour's worth of training. There are some FCC rules that you need to abide by. Because the repeater is licensed to the Sheriff's Department, we want to be able to prove that the people using it have been schooled in what the rules are.
Okay, excellent.
It's about an hour.
Okay. So I'm up to a segment that's, we're almost ready for a break, so let me introduce it. Build a stronger community was one of the purposes of this. Craig, how does it build? I mean, we're understanding the crime thing and communication in an emergency, or just communicating, as Fred was saying, on some general things to connect people. How does this build a stronger community for us?
Well, your neighborhood, you get more pride within your neighborhood because you're talking about what's going on in your neighborhood, how to improve things in your neighborhood. It also provides opportunities for law enforcement to be able to come in and talk to various neighborhoods. I can tell you that the sheriff's office has a program that a block captain can come in and talk to one of the sheriffs or lieutenants in charge of patrol one day a week during the month if they have a specific matter going on in their neighborhood that needs to be addressed, like a drug house, or maybe there's a lot of speeders going up and down the street. This is particularly occurs often up in the Priest Lake area during summertime. And so that's another opportunity. The radios provides a direct communication with an authoritative position on what the sheriff's office wants to see provided or done or in response to whatever their concerns are. You'll be able to care with each other during national disasters. You know, you have a fire, somebody's house burns down, or windstorms come in and people's homes are damaged. That neighborhood is now a more cohesive work group and can help one another in those kind of things.
All right, I'm going to interrupt right there. We're going to take that next break, but I want to come back because I really like this. I think that this part of building a stronger community for a neighborhood, for a group of people, is really important. I think we all think about crime prevention or crime reporting when we think about this, but building a stronger community I see as being a really, really important part or an important benefit that maybe people haven't thought of. So I want both of you to be thinking about that. We're going to talk about that when we come back from our last break.
For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected Idaho farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Paid for by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of Idaho farmers.
Sorry, Santa. I've run the numbers every which way to the big day, and gift requests are definitely down.
Impossible. We've never been down.
We've narrowed the problem to Idaho. Seems everyone wants Idaho Lottery holiday scratch tickets.
Scratch tickets? Well, they are a lot of fun.
And they're easy.
Fit right in the stockings.
Everyone loves them.
I should get some for Mrs. Claus.
Just never a bathroom scale again.
Benefiting Idaho public schools and buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
If you're staying closer to home this holiday season, get your shopping done at Pro-X Home Center. They have a large variety of great gifts for both him and her, from quality appliances, both big and small, in their home decor center, to a full range of competitively priced name brand power tools and accessories from Makita, Diablo, and Milwaukee in the main store. Don't miss everything Pro-X has to offer you and your loved ones this holiday. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Hey everybody, welcome in. We are talking with Craig Nelson and Fred Arne. They have so much good information for us. We're not going to get to it all, so you may want to jot down this number. It's the sheriff's number. Have we got the sheriff's main number anyway? Call the sheriff's office and ask for Cheryl. Let's see if we can get that number before we go off the air. And that's the way you can get more information. You can figure out a lot of the stuff to get something set up in your neighborhood. So, Craig, when we were taking a break, we were talking about building a stronger community. A part of the Block Watch program, when I was reading all this literature and listening to you guys, you know, I hadn't realized beyond crime prevention, which is the main deal, but there are other benefits. Like it helps a group in the Block Watch and in a neighborhood, in an area, be more proactive.
Correct. And so often, many of our groups are developed out of a reactive response. In other words, somebody's been burglarized in their homes and they start talking to their neighbors and they go, hey, have you ever heard about a Block Watch program? Maybe we should sign up for that. So we go around the county and we attend various functions like the Preppers Exhibition at the fairgrounds or gun shows and various events like that. We set up our booth and we try to educate the people to be proactive and get your system set up now before you become a victim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, being proactive, what I hear when I hear that is it's one thing to just be observant, just kind of, it just happened that you saw something, but to be thinking intentionally alert as you walk around, drive around, and observe what's going on in your neighborhood. It's more of an intentional thing. And honestly, you guys, I think that's just a mindset and training. If you're training and you're thinking that way, then you become more sensitive to it. The other thing that you mentioned when we were on break is that our law enforcement footprint is smaller here because we're rural. And budgets and everything. So really, they need the public to be proactive, don't they?
They do. And we're not saying that neighbors and watch groups should become vigilantes. We're not saying that at all.
You don't take action yourself.
No,
you're observing.
Just to be a good witness and to being a good observer.
Yes.
And the more you start practicing that, the more it becomes easier for you. Now, being a retired law enforcement person, I received lots of training in that, and I'll be driving down the road and see somebody swerving back and forth over the center line, and I'm on the phone right now calling to report those kind of things in. Now, whether they can get a patrolman or whoever there to take care of that matter, that is a question that only can be answered by the presence of the deputy who's in the area.
Exactly.
And sometimes that doesn't occur. There's only really 4 deputies and a sergeant on duty in the county each shift. There could be a few more. I'm talking about patrolmen. There could be a few more.
So they need the public's health help in Block Watch.
That's correct.
When it's correctly administered and correctly done, which sounds like what you guys help us all do when we get involved in this. The other thing, and I don't know, Fred, if you mentioned it or not, but I want people to hear one of the benefits to build a stronger community and neighborhood is you get a neighborhood map where, you know, where you can actually see maybe the houses, the name, number, and the name of the person and their phone and whatever, right? Is that what's on the map?
What we did was is we got a county map, mm-hmm. and each person who signed up as a radio person, community, the watch captain person, when we gave the class, we had the person mark on the map the area that they're responsible for. And then as people got their FCC licenses, of which you need to use GMRS. There's no test. You just pay the federal government.
Okay.
What we did was is we wrote down their call signs. So we have
You have a radio map. I wonder, in where I live, we have, it's not a map, but it's a list of everybody in our hood, what the name of their address, their, if they'll give it, most of everybody does, cell phone, if they have a landline, their full names. I know everybody in my neighborhood, and I know how to get in touch with them.
Yeah, that's
is that part of
very
a map?
Similar? Yeah,
that
mapping.
Can you get
you
that
might
map?
Know the you might list the vehicles that are that you drive all the time.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that, so that,
that
if somebody sees a vehicle that's out of place, they can report that. So that kind of mapping is very important.
And I can also, if someone calls me and says, do you know who's the block captain over on Dufort Road in this area? I can go, yeah, here's their call sign. This is how to get in touch with them. So I can actually direct people. And if we have an emergency going, I can outline the emergency area, and I know which block captains are involved in that. So, yeah, it's a tremendous
That's
asset.
Super. So the other benefit, and there's probably more that we haven't, I haven't thought of, and that is, and again, in my hood, we do this, but we get together for barbecues, and we've got a pizza party coming up in a week or so for the holidays. But it encourages the group to get together socially, so you really do get to know each other, and you become more familiar and trusting, and you don't feel like you're getting intruded on. You're just, these are people that care about you, and they will care about you when something happens. So that's a benefit, isn't it, Craig?
It is a benefit. The first Tuesday in August is known as Lights Out, and it celebrates the National Block Watch Program. So we try to encourage all block captains to have a gathering of their block watch neighbors. And to
Why is it Lights Out?
I don't know why it's really called Lights Out. It's almost like you should have lights on.
Exactly.
But they call it Lights Out.
Okay.
But you try to perhaps recruit, invite neighbors that aren't signed up within your neighborhood to participate as well.
Okay, I want to get to, we're going to down to just like a minute or two. Free community for signs. If you do have a block watch, right, you get a sign for your community. Is that on everybody's house or just in the neighborhood? Or?
They put every house who signs up for it gets a sign. They can put it wherever they want. A lot of people have long driveways. They put it out right at the beginning. It's a sign that measures about 18 inches high, 2 feet wide.
Awesome.
And it's made of a material that lasts for several years. If it wears out, the sheriff will replace it.
I love it because you know what? I mean, just tell the criminal, look, we're organized and, you know, just beware. We're giving you an upfront warning, Mr. Criminal.
But when you drive down the street and you see a sign there and a sign there and a sign there, it is telling the criminal, maybe this isn't the best place to try to pull off a burglary.
Exactly. And also, can you comment on apparently a business watch, not a, you know, the private citizen, but a business watch program is being developed. Is that true?
That is true. We're working with trying to get small businesses signed up as well. They have the same problems. In talking with some small business people, we have found that many of them call the next business down the road when they've been confronted with a suspicious character or those kind of things.
They need the same thing as the private Block Watch. Listen, I got to have you guys back. We've got a lot of stuff that we've left on the table, but if you want more information, call the sheriff's office. These guys, Craig Nelson, Fred Arn, and the other volunteers are here to help you. All right, everybody, that's it for today. Next week, we're going to talk with some local people that are providing and offering free meals, especially on Christmas and around the holiday season, and a couple of them offer free meals all year long. I love it. So thanks again, everybody, for coming along with us today. Until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying please take care. Please slow down out there and love each other. And may God richly bless you, my friends.